Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Swimmer's ear.
Swimmer's ear. Swimmer's ear.
The Adult Swim Podcast.
Oh boy, swimmer's ear.
Make sure you get your eardrops ready.
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm with Rusty.
Yep, I'm Rusty. Again.
So over the years, Adult Swim, which now we're looking at what, like 30 years or something?
It started June of 2001. So we're getting close to the, you know, not quite 30 years, but yeah. It's 20 plus years.
Yeah, it's been a while. Adult Swim over the years has given us some really weird stuff that's fantastic.
A lot of great stuff, yeah. A lot of art students got to do some of their best work, I feel on some of this stuff, which the one that we're talking about today was actually done by Alan Resnick and Ben O'Brien. They've done quite a few things in the Adult Swim world. They did a few of these little specials like this. There's another one that we'll talk about again.
Yeah, I went and looked at Bill O'Brien and Alan Resnick on IMDb, and this is what they do. They do this kind of stuff.
They do this weird kind of art film, you know, art student film type beat.
So the one we're talking about today is unedited footage of a bear.
Yep.
On IMDb, there's one simple review on there. 8 out of 10. It says, "Give Alan Resnick more money, please. If this is what we can expect from Alan Resnick in the future, then I want more. With a relatively small budget, he's made a genuinely impressive short."
It is. It's really thoughtful too. Like once you really watch it and start thinking about it, it's really got a crazy little message.
Yeah. Generally, they would show this at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that kind of thing.
Four. It's original air. I did a little digging. So the original airing was in December of 2014, and they played it on random days throughout December, randomly at 4 a.m.
Okay.
It was at 4 a.m. they would do it. I don't know where that 4 a.m. is, if it's Eastern, Central, or Pacific, but 4 a.m. somewhere in the United States, they would play it. But
well, this guy in the review says seeing it at 3 a.m., and so I'm assuming maybe 4 a.m. Eastern or whatever.
Probably, or L.A. time, I'd imagine. So it would be 3 a.m. Central, so he's probably in the Central time zone.
This guy, he says, please, and this is all in caps, give this man more money. He is a treasure. And I tend to agree on this one. Now, I got the script here from this thing, and it reads like somebody went insane. And so, which basically is what happens for the most part.
Yeah, so it kind of, it pretty much ends up being a funny little, it starts off with a nature type show. So it's just,
just a bear
sitting by a river.
Yeah.
You don't even see the river, you just see the bear.
Yeah. You just see the bear, and you hear voices.
Voice.
Yeah, they're like, he's got the ear. Oh, but that is huge. No, look at his ears. No, Tom, I'm serious. Look at his ears. He's huge.
Yeah.
And so it's like it's almost like a golf kind of voice, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they have to be super
voice.
Quiet
yeah,
and stuff,
because
they don't want the bear to hear them. And so this is like a little nature show. Well, we go from the nature show to a commercial. The commercial is for something called Claradrill.
Claradrill.
And by the way, the YouTube version of unedited footage of a bear, they changed it for YouTube so that it has the skip ads thing that pops up.
No, that was in the that skip ads button was in the actual thing.
Well, what they're saying is the YouTube version features additional graphics during the Claridel ad to mimic the look of YouTube's ad breaks.
The skip ad thing? That was in the original.
That was in the original?
That was in the original.
All right. So I'm sure there's more stuff on there.
Yeah,
during this, it's a commercial for like...
That was the beginning of advertisements, though. That was around 2014. That was when they started adding the skip ad button and all that on YouTube. So that's what that is. It's like a tongue-in-cheek joke. Like, you can't click skip ad because you're watching it on TV.
So this is... it's like we've gone to an ad for... I don't know. What's one of the Claridrill? Is it? No, it's not Claridrill.
Yeah,
it's
this is Claridrill, like, but it's like Wellbutrin or something like that. Prozac.
Yeah.
One
so
of
it's
those
one
kind
of those. It's one of those. You know, if
I call them. I call them stay-at-home mom drugs.
Yeah,
is what I call them. Like Wellbutrin and Prozac and all that.
Well,
kind of
this
stuff.
Is like if you have allergies, take this. You know, that kind of
not
thing.
Not to piss off the stay-at-home moms, but it seems like those drugs.
They're
were
not
targeted.
Listening to this.
Well, if you go back and look at some of the all the fucking the shit for Valium.
Yeah,
they were directly targeting like fucking moms at home. Like, hey, is it stressful pushing a vacuum cleaner
around?
Well,
it's mother.
You
know,
Valium.
They used to call them mother's little helper.
Yes,
because
they were you know, bored at home.
Yeah,
they gotta. Do some drugs,
but
the house,
is
make it fun.
This is literally just an ad for like
that great, though,
an allergy.
Stay at home mom just doing drugs all day.
Sure,
your kids are at school, you're just getting fucked up.
Drugs and wine all day long.
Popping Valium, getting drunk.
So as soon as we go to the commercial, we see this woman and she's sneezing and she's trying to hold them back and she goes, "Sometimes being a mom is like having to be in two places at once." And the kids run up, "Hey mom, hey mom!" You know, they're all laughing and stuff. Now I will say that the entire part of this first part of the ad, it's kind of blue and muted, like there's not any colors to it's very depressing looking, like you're sick.
Well, it's like the commercials, what they do that shit on the antidepressant commercials too, where it's all dark and gloomy,
or they're holding up the little smiley
it's
face
a part
in
of the,
front of
it's
their
a part
face
of the, it's
stuff.
Part of the gimmick of
it's the marketing,
the advertisement, the marketing, and it's like, oh, and then once you pop the drug, the whole world all of a sudden turns into like fucking 8K.
Well, and that's what happens here. Like she says you know, sometimes being a mom is like having to be in two places at once. And she goes, "That's when I stand my ground with Claridrill." And everything comes into color. It shows the box of Claridrill
everything
and everything.
It's all clear. Like Claritin and all.
Exactly,
they all have like a C.
Exactly.
They're like, you're going to be clear again.
So you overhear, "Claridrill targets where you're most vulnerable, acts immediately, and lasts indefinitely. So you can get back to what matters most. Don't risk another minute. Take Claridrill and take life in your hands. Claridrill may not be right for everyone. Consult your doctor if symptoms persist. Some patients experience side effects, including dry mouth, dizziness, double vision, reflexive memory, aggression, fatigue. Do not use if you suffer from high blood pressure or neurological dysfunction. Call your doctor if you experience an inability to concentrate, stiff muscles, sores, or trouble walking. Do not take Claridrill before bed or immediately upon walking." And it's starting to fade out, right?
The voiceover
is starting to fade out. She is now, the mom is now in the van.
Mm-hmm.
She's by herself in the van all of a sudden. And you can tell that things are weird. Like,
at this point at 4 a.m., you know, the weed's kicking in pretty heavy, and you're like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, because when they slip this in, they don't add, like, there's no, like,
oh, they don't tell you,
there's
hey,
no
it's coming up.
Show announcement or nothing like that.
No,
you're
going
from a Burger King commercial
at
4 a.m.,
right,
and it segues into this crap, and you're thinking, what in the hell am I now watching? You start to, like, lose sense of the reality that you exist in, wondering if the, you know, everything is real or not kind of things.
So you see her driving along. Everything's looking a little weird. You see her reach over in the glove compartment. She obviously chugs down some more Claridrill. And we get the idea that, oh, shit, this lady is really overdoing it on the Claridrill.
Yeah,
but in the really background, this is starting to fade out. But you still kind of hear the voiceover. "Insomnia has been reported with Claridrill and drugs like it. In some cases, the insomnia can become permanent and lead to stroke or death. Other risks include headaches, seizures, trouble swallowing, impaired motor skills, extreme paranoia, loss of time, muscle twitches." So it's just like, right?
Talking about all the symptoms of side effects, which
like
are
say,
worse than the drug or the problem.
Any of these damn drug commercials that you see these days, number one, they tell you if you're allergic to it, don't take it. Well, how the hell do I know?
You got to take it to know.
And then on top of that, they generally only say the name of the drug like one time. And then the rest of the ad, I'm going, what the fuck is this for? What are they curing here?
Well, the ones that blow my mind where it's like Take this drug if you have depression. Side effects may
include depression,
rectal bleeding. Your arm will fall
more
off.
More depression.
You'll have a hole in your chest. I would rather just have depression.
So, and the other ones I absolutely hate. There's one where this larger lady sings about her diabetes medication.
Yeah.
She's very happy about it, and I absolutely freaking lutely hate that commercial. That is, I was taking my data and I'm dancing in the street and I'm blah blah blah. Fuck off. Things are kind of starting to get a little washed out again. She's driving down the street, and by the way, all these houses look the same.
It's cookie cutter neighborhood.
Oh, it's like Stepford Wives or anything, kind of thing. She crosses, or she passes in slow motion. We see that things are starting to change for her. She passes like this major crime that's happened at this house. There's police tape. There's one cop on the curb just crying his eyes out. People from the police department are bringing out pieces of people in bags. Like, there's been this horrific murder. There's a guy in the front just losing his fucking mind, like just freaking out.
Freaking out, yeah.
Yeah. And she's just like, oh, God, what happened? You know, and she just keeps driving.
It reminds me of some Stanley Kubrick shit.
It does.
It's terrifying.
It does.
It's like the, what is it, The Shining or some shit, you know?
Yeah, it feels Shining, 2001, but very much like Shining.
Well,
yeah,
actresses that play the two women here, Carrie and Jacqueline Donnelly, they kind of remind me of Shelley Duvall, kind of.
Oh, from The Shining?
From The Shining. They kind of remind me of her, you know what I mean, a little bit.
So she drives a little bit. And you're just hearing all of this overlying stuff. So, like, gasping, screaming, all kinds of shit that you're starting to hear now, you know?
Yeah, it's scary shit. You got to think of the context in which they air this shit, too. Like,
oh, sure.
How many people really saw it at 4 a.m.?
Oh, not a lot. Not a lot, I wouldn't imagine.
Only people who were doing things they shouldn't be doing at 4 a.m. were watching this. And I'm going to tell you, it was terrifying.
So she drives around, and finally she sees something in the street, and so she gets out of the van. She seems super lost. She looks down, and she sees a sweater on the ground, and it's the same sweater she's wearing.
Yep.
So she looks down the street, and she sees a woman that looks a lot like her.
And the way she's standing,
my God, she's standing
just got
so
like
weird
a,
with
like
her
an
arms.
Aggressive pose with her
arms.
Her arms
are like bowed out.
Like an action figure. And
it's frightening,
she
honestly.
She breaks off into a full sprint.
She just starts running flat-ass towards her, yeah. She just starts running and running. And now she's being chased by the same woman. But this is a version of her that looks awful. Like, she's just been beat the hell up, right? Or she's been up for 9 days straight or whatever. She looks very much like a meth head or something. And so she runs away from her. But now you've got the one in the sweater being chased by the one not in the sweater. She finally catches up to her. She just starts beating the shit out of her right in the middle of the street. She even kicks her in the stomach, in the face, all this stuff. And then the crazy ass one gets back in the car. She starts backing it up and actually runs over her original version of herself. Right. And so then the crazy one kind of goes off.
The addicted one.
Yeah. She goes, it's
the
bad
addicted version. Of
yeah.
Herself.
The bad version. She runs off, and then it kind of fades to black. And it goes to kids in slow motion running down the stairs, and they see this giant pile of gifts that are all wrapped. And then you hear this song. This is my sermon. This is my, you know, all this it's a hard ass song, you know.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, the entire time that this is happening, it's still doing like the little warning
tags at the bottom.
My favorite one says, "See our ad in Tables and Chairs magazine." This is so great. So you see these kids, they see this big pile of presents, they start freaking out. They're like, "Oh yeah," and they're running around, and it's all in slow motion again. And then you see the not so good looking lady in the kitchen now. The phone rings. She answers it, and she's like, "Donna, like, who the hell is Donna? We don't know who that is." Yeah. She's freaking out. Then you see her all the while. The song is still playing. This is my sermon. And she's like, Donna. And then you see her in the hall. She now has like a Sharpie marker, and she's marking on the
crazy
photos
like,
of the kids
stuff,
and stuff. I mean, it's just insane.
Eerie, very eerie.
You then see in slow motion the kids open a door And it looks like there's a dead lady in there in a, in some sort of ball gown, right? And then you go outside and you see the version of her that got run over. She is just crawling her way up the stairs and up to the house. It's super dark outside now. And then we start seeing these flashes of the meth head version of this lady doing all kinds of terrible things. Like, kids are in their room sleeping, and she's just, like, outside in that bowed position, just staring in the window.
That's ASCII art from the code. The source code from the website. Nice. Yeah.
And so you see that, then you see her dressed up as, like, an 80s businesswoman or something, just screaming at a kid. It's just all of these flashes of just insanity and craziness, you know, like she has just gone to another place. Her mind has left her. She's just freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. Freaking out. That's for sure.
Then you see, you're still seeing the one that got run over being, like
crawling.
Yeah. She's still crawling
kinda
up to the
like
house.
Wolf in Wall Street crawl.
Yeah. And then you see the crazy one again. She goes outside and there's four, little plastic chairs. And you just see her make a little finger gun and go, pew, pew, pew. And, I mean, this is supposed to tell you, like, she wants to kill her family. I mean, all of this. And so now you're thinking, oh, shit, this must be what happened to that guy that she drove by. You know, he killed his whole family or whatever
because
he got on Claradryl. And then she shoots at the chairs. The last one falls down. Then we see her in this unfinished room, like with insulation and stuff on the walls. She's freaking out, banging on the walls. Then you see her start doing some push-ups and stuff. I mean, she is top meth head now, right? She is freaking the hell out.
Freaking out. Yeah. Freaking out in the worst way.
Then you see the bad one outside, or the one that's been run over again outside. You see her kind of crawling up to the house still. Then you see like these cop lights start, and so it's blue, red, and it's all in the dark. And then there's these flashes of whether it's the good one or the bad one, the good one or the bad one, all in the same spot, right? And then it just fades to black. And that's it.
And that's the end of it. Yeah, so creepy. Yeah, so for a lot of people, I was reading through the Reddit. They had like a big Reddit post about the website, which I'm going to talk about
real
quick.
So good.
The big Reddit post about the website. So they had an interactive website that they created for this deal where you could click on things and try to, I don't know, guess solve a crime or solve something.
Yeah.
And it was all kind of weird. So they had like weird ASCII art and stuff like that in it. There was one in the source code for the website. Starting at line 257, there was a message that said, "I know you're here." They even had the evil Donna, standing there with her arms like that in the ASCII art form too. They also had some text on there too that said, "I'm just gonna read a short snippet of it real quick."
Yeah, absolutely.
It said, "Claradryl is not responsible for the world around you. We are limited in what we offer as solutions to sickness and pain. If you feel far off from the world, it is because the engine inside you has stopped turning. A cleansing flood may be needed. This is an opportunity. You are not the same as yourself. Find the self within yourself. Good. This is necessary. This is right. We are not responsible for what you may find inside yourself. Claradryl is responsible. Take control. Control your breathing. Stop blinking. Your shortness of breath. Your shortness of blinking. Find a dark place to hide. This is not the first time this has happened to you. What are you going to do?" So they have a bunch of that stuff on there, kind of weird stuff. So if you want to go check out that Claradryl website, you're going to need to go to the Wayback Machine and find the best. Somebody said 2018, February around there is like the best time to go to on the Wayback Machine, which is ran by Internet Archive.
When you start looking up stuff about Claradryl, I mean, there's Facebook pages, there's Reddit posts,
there's a lot of
there's
stuff.
Videos, there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Be on the lookout for our social media accounts. I haven't. Yeah. I'm going to create all that. We haven't done that just yet. This is our first episode. I'm going to create our social media accounts. In our next episode, I'll release the name, whatever I come up with.
Yeah, we'll do
social
that.
Social media accounts and get all that posted, and then I'll post some of this ASCII art.
What I would very much like is for people to get involved, though. Like, tell us what you think of this. If you haven't watched unedited footage of a bear, go watch it. It's just a 10-minute watch. It's super easy. But look for all the Easter eggs and stuff. So like all the little things down at the bottom of the page,
Tell
all the things that go on there.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Tell
us what you find.
I would love for people to join us that way and just let us know what you think of all the things. And if you want to do that, You can go. Let's see. I'm getting you the number right this second. Give me the phone number. Where can they call in?
254-471-4007.
Yeah. So it's the same one we use for Bois, but you can call into that and leave us a message if you want.
We're going to use that as our official
Yeah, it's
Bois
just our call-in line. Yeah.
Call-in line because yeah. There might be other shows that appear. Who knows?
Feel free to do that. You could also drop us a line at info@roguemedianetwork.com until we get our socials up
going,
for Swimmer's Ear.
I'll get
yeah.
all that going.
And let us know what else you want us to cover because there's been years and years of Adult Swim
there's
stuff.
There's been years of Adult Swim, yes. 2001 is when it started, so it could be a favorite episode, yeah, favorite yeah. short. Favorite
this is one of my all-time favorites, though. This
favorite
one,
bumper.
This one, and Too Many Cooks. Too Many Cooks is fantastic too, and we'll do that at some point. I would imagine the next thing we do is probably launch into like some Harvey Birdman or something like
that. Yeah, something like that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll do some funny stuff. But this was great. I'm glad we got it started. Swimmer's Ear, join us. Yeah, join us next time, and watch out for the deep end.
Don't poop in the short end of the pool.
Don't poop.
Don't poop in the pool.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Don't poop in the pool. There you go. That's your sign out every time. Don't poop in the pool. Is this your pen?
No,
okay. Goes up there. Okay. You can find Swimmer's Ear anywhere you get your podcasts or at roguemedianetwork.com.
Don't forget to take your Claridrill.
See our ad in Tables and Chairs magazine.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production. Side knock girl and eating good was a sit.